Panel, it is time to ask you some questions about the rest of the week's news.
Alonzo,
according to the Wall Street Journal, a lot of power tools, jigsaws, power sanders, reciprocating saws, are being sold to professionals who use them to do what?
Obviously something other than their intended purpose.
Exactly right.
Can you give me a hint? Because where my mind's going...
Yeah. Come back, Alonzo.
Probably not that. Yeah. But it is creative.
It is. Do you want Craftsman or Shiatsu?
They're massages?
Yes, they're using them as massage tools.
No.
So there are, you know, electric massage devices. They can cost up to $400. A cordless jigsaw, that's $60 down at Home Depot. Mm. So what you do, and people have done this, is you buy a jigsaw, you file down the blade, you put a rubber stopper on the end, and your client will never know the difference, at least not until you slip and make a birdhouse out of their left shoulder.
That literally takes cutting corners to a new level.
It really does. Apparently, this idea of modding power tools to do massage started with weightlifters. They showed off their various creations on YouTube videos with titles like How to Turn a Bandsaw into the Ultimate Massage Table and Oh God, Please Someone Call an Ambulance. Roy, this week a new study revealed that what could double your chances of an early death?
French fries.
Exactly right, Roy. As sad as it may seem, French fries. A study published in a journal of nutrition found that people who eat fried potatoes, French fries, potato chips, or the deep-fried whole potato they serve at the VIP lounge at Denny's, those people are twice as likely to die early than people who eat their potatoes prepared in other ways, that is, without any joy or pleasure.
So how do they die?
It's not like they eat... Roy, that was a great bit. Can we get a defibrillator, please? Roy collapsed. So you have to understand, they didn't like feed people French fries and then watch what happened. They studied a large population of people. They kept track of their diet habits and their health. And when they tabulated everything, they found out that the people who ate French fries three or more times a week had 2 times the likelihood of dying early. Than people
so
who
it
didn't.
Could mean that people who eat fries also tend to smoke.
Yes.
We
don't know if it's causation or correlation. It's possible that people who eat a lot of French fries do other things that are dangerous to their health. Like, for example, stealing other people's French fries.
Right. That'll get you killed.
Couldn't they just say, America, you're going to die young?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to make any difference. You could tell people anything and people would still eat French fries. They'll eat French fries if the French fries were the only thing plugging the hole in their leaking boat.
Hot potato, 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 hot potato.